Blog Talk Radio.
I know your man stressing you, misdirecting you, and I can tell by your eyes, boo, he's affecting you. But calm down, put your hand in my palm now, sit back, relax, you're rolling with Ron now. He scream at you and put fear in your heart, tears fall and you crawl with your shirt torn apart. I wonder why you stay, but okay, maybe I'm just a thug that's rubbing you the wrong way. And if I could, I would create a mistake, put a bomb in his engine or take away his brakes. Late. How could a woman so great get stuck in one place with bruises on her face?
Come
on. Church, I know it hurts, but yo, you don't know what you're worth. 1,000 angels cry when it rains, let me ease your pain. Tears drop, fall by your window pane. Funny Valentine's, all you getting bad times. And every day he popping up with more bad lines. Female jabos and silk rolls, but if we cold these doughs, no one will know. I suppose you like to clutch and opposed to touch, but if it's up to me, there's no need to rush. Matter of fact, hush, and don't stress that. I swear I've been waiting for years to get that.
Man, I salute you for being one of the first official callers on my official podcast. I'm over here learning this dashboard like super quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We got to ride together, soldiers. We got to ride together.
No doubt, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? That's why we call it top-notch exclusive. For those that's just going to be tuning in, I want y'all to know that this is all live. So if y'all hear any mistakes, just know it's live. We're going to get better as we go. But we ain't going to stop till we get better. We're going to get better as we go. You know what
indeed.
I'm saying? So for the world,
indeed, indeed.
For the world that's out there tuning in, for the world that's tuning in, let me explain what's going on right now. Top-notch exclusive ENT is the official company. Everything's done, the paperwork, the bank account, we all set up. It took us a long time to get that infrastructure built. High Life is the first official artist. He just dropped a hot single out there. Can you tell him about the single? Give him the name of the single.
Yeah.
A little history on it.
Yeah. I got a new hardcore baby boy just came out. That motherfucking fired up. You know what I'm saying? It's a party song for all you true smokers out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna love it. Go ahead, it's on motherfucking iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon. Go ahead and pick it up. But you know what I'm saying? 99 cents. Check that G shit out. You know what I'm saying? Show that support and that love. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give it right back to you. You know, that's how we roll. That's the type of shit we do here. Top notch exclusive. You know what I'm saying? I like the artist.
Yes,
boy,
indeed.
I'm in here. Let's roll. Let's
indeed,
get this shit.
Indeed.
So
yeah,
my nigga Patrick Ryder, I commend you for what you're doing too, man. You hold it down. You doing what you supposed to do to keep shit rolling. So let's get it.
No doubt. I appreciate that, brother. You know what I'm saying? And for those, you know, I know everybody's used to the Ryder, but on this show and moving forward, it's November. You know what I'm saying? That's the new flavor. That's the new name. I had to use Ryder
to
get here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got a few questions for you, Life. Being up there in Flint and whatnot, I heard that, I don't know if it's true, but I'm hearing that the water crisis situation is either came to an end or coming to an end. You being out there, can you tell me, how is that affecting the city? And just some of your thoughts on what's going on with the energy up there because of the water crisis and whatnot?
Well, as far as that, I'm in the yak, you know what I'm saying? But I do watch the news and I hear about what's going on up there, you know what I'm saying? Lately, they just posted that the water was safe to drink now, you know what I'm saying? Still wouldn't, me personally, I still wouldn't trust it. I don't even trust drinking Pontiac water. But you know what I'm saying? That shit up there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. If it's good, I hope it is, you know what I'm saying? I wish it was. I pray to God that it was okay, you know, that it's okay for the, you know, the people to drink, you know what I'm saying? Because that's crazy stuff right there, man. And I feel bad for all those people they got to go through not being able to drink water, you know what I'm saying, from a faucet. You know, that ain't good, you know, and the governor and all that stuff, they should have still been, you know, that shouldn't have never happened to me, you know what I'm saying? So my heart and prayers still, you know, it still go out to those people, and I hope it is safe to drink like they saying it is now on the news, but like I said, you know, everything that's going on right now, I still wouldn't trust it too much, you know, I would still use my little filter thing, you know what I'm saying, or go with the bottled waters, you know. So that's how I feel about that.
Just to be on the safe side, right?
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, so you know I ain't gonna bore the listeners too much with the struggle because we already know that we have the whole thing about the Patch Podcast is we do what we want though. You know what I'm saying? We talk about fashion, arts, music, and education. So that was a little education for y'all. But let's get back to the music, bro. What inspired this song, Fire It Up? You know what I mean? I know it was the marijuana. You know what I'm saying? But, like, how did y'all come about? Give me some of the insight of the studio session. Like, let them know some of that, you know what I mean, hip-hop tip.
Well, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't highlight the artist for nothing. That's just what I do. You know what I'm saying? Me and my homie Jay Speed, he be on the beats and stuff like that, you know. And like I said, that's what we do. We blow heavy. We blow and put tracks together, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, make history, you know. So one day we were sitting there kicking it, you know, and I'm like, duh, I need to make a new smoke song. You know, I hadn't did one in a while, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, Well, I think we need to do like a party scene, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I came up with the hook, you know. Spit the hook to him, you know, he just, you know, like I said, you know, Jay Spit has a gift of God, that's my man, you know, the NPC, and, you know, he good with the ear. You know, so I started spitting the verse to him.
Okay, we got another caller calling in real quick. Hold on real quick, brother. I'm sorry. We got a caller calling in. Hold on.
It's all right. It's all good.
Caller, you live on the Pats podcast. Can you tell us your name and where you're from?
Go to work. How you doing?
I'm blessed. This sounds like the one and only Michelle Farrell.
Amen. This is exciting. I love it. Blog Talk Radio, Patsy Ryder. Go to work.
Everybody wants to keep the Ryder going. It is Guevara. It's Patsy.
Yeah, it's Guevara, you know what I'm saying? I gotta get used to it too. You know what I'm saying?
The rider will be cussing everybody out, but this Guevara is a lot smoother. Trust me, y'all won't Guevara. But anyway, I got the one and only highlight. He's an artist, you know what I'm saying, based in Detroit, but originally from Atlanta on the line right now. Highlight, you remember her because you called into her Go to Work show. Now we on the Go to Work Network.
Yeah. So what's going on, Mama? You all right?
Go to work, yes, having a lot of fun out here doing the wonderful things with the acting class and filming and editing and praising the Lord, getting with everybody doing their thing and helping them brand and advertise themselves. Go to work. What about you?
Heck yeah, that's what's up. You know, we making it happen, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, you know what I'm saying? It's a struggle, but hey. Yeah, you got to keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep it moving because when you stop, everything else stop. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, you know, especially when you put in, you know, I done put in a lot of work into this, you know what I'm saying? And I just can't see myself stopping now, you know what I'm saying? So I keep it pushing. And I got my team with me, you know. Top notch, my homie Guevara, you know what I'm saying? They ain't a thing.
Yes.
You know, them there, you know.
Yes.
They've been sticking with me. They've been rolling with me, you know. You know, all my family, you know, people, my people on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of love and support right now, and I'm just, you know, just doing what I got to do, you know, trying to connect with people like you that's on the same level, you know.
That part.
About that business.
And
you know?
he just dropped his single, Michelle. He dropped a single called Fired Up on iTunes. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. It's out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we pushing that real hard for
especially if you like to get your smoke on and your party on at the same time and chill. You could just roll with your people and just have a good time and have the song for the people like that. You know what I'm saying? Just the heavy smokers, you know what I'm saying, and like to link up with their people and, you know, just have a big smoke out. That's the type of song it is, you know what I'm saying? And I think everybody gonna appreciate it. You're gonna like it.
Would you call it a timepiece, or is just because it sounds like just the way you described it to me, it actually sounds like Fresh Prince. What's his real name? Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Oh my God, Lord Jesus, you know, summertime. It sounds like a summertime. Like from way,
you can put a little summertime in there, but on a high time type tip. You know what I'm saying? You know, we blowing, you know what I'm saying? We had a big smoke out, you know, big party. We at the club, and we just, you know, everybody blowing and with all kind of different trees, but ain't no drama, you know what I'm saying? It's just people getting together, having a good time, you know what I'm saying? On a tree tip, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about getting drunk, you know, or Molly Dub or none of that type of stuff. It's strictly from Chicken Chong, you know, Bob Marley type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So,
you
it was a good time.
I mean, you know me, Lord Jesus, that's kind of different for me. But do you, Lord Jesus, amen. So do you sing?
You say, do I sing?
Yeah.
No, I don't sing. You know, I don't sing, but I love R&B, though. You know, I do love R&B.
Yeah.
You know.
He's an artist. He's a rapper. He got bars. He's straight bars.
Yeah, hey, that's what I do. Say what?
You have a clothing line too?
Yeah, that's that Cavera right there. You know what I'm saying? That's that
Cavera right there.
You want to talk about?
That part right there. I got one more question. Check this out, because I know I could talk all day long. Check this out. Did you pop lock?
Say that again. Do I pop lock? Yeah, I missed that one.
Michelle Farrell, we're gonna definitely get highlight for your show. Michelle Farrell has jokes. She's a comedian. She's an educator. She's a beautiful person. She has the hip hop museums. Can you tell them the title and tell them a little bit about that? Because that's something, Michelle, that Highlight is probably going to want to support and be a part of, about the hip-hop music.
Indeed. Go to work.
Please, indeed, register with the Universal Hip-Hop Museum. That's UHHM.org. The president is Curtis Blow. I'm the educational director for the West Coast. We are building museums to save the culture of real rap, real conscious rap, where we're helping communities at large. And we want to put our take on what hip-hop culture we wanted to get, not necessarily have to get back to, but we want to cultivate it to what it was like to help people right now toward the future instead of just, people have issues with the type of rap that's happening right now. But we want it meaningful and purposeful, and we want to uplift our community. So that's what it's about, UHHM.org, and it's free to register. But yes, we definitely have a lot of great people that have signed on and helping to promote, and you can check out the website. And again, we even have a spot fund, and Curtis Blow did a video. So, I mean, it's to that nature where everybody else has a museum, so why can't hip hop have its own museum? And it does.
That's
right. Already there. Building in New York, so we want one right here on the West Coast as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, let's believe you got another rider for you. You know what I'm saying? I will be checking y'all out. You know, I most definitely will be getting with you, and it's like been a blessing to meet you. You know what I'm saying? So I am looking forward to us doing some business together, working together. You know what I'm saying? It's brother and sister, and it's crazy times. You know what I'm saying? We all got to link up and keep doing, you know, we got to ride together, you know what I'm saying, because it's that time, you know.
Absolutely.
You know,
so enjoy the show.
You too.
We're going to continue to tune in, and I will talk to you soon, and definitely Patchy is the Patchy the Guevara man will definitely help us to link up once again.
Indeed.
All right, Jen, go to work.
All right, you take care.
For sure.
Okay, you too.
So stay on the line, Life. I'm going to keep talking to you. I got some more questions for you.
Yes, I'm just muted. Go to work.
Yeah, you know. Still right.
So Life, give us a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, your music background. We got about 10 more minutes. So fill us in. We probably got a little less than 10 minutes. So, fill us in, what started you off, you know what I'm saying, in the industry and whatnot, and, how do you see yourself in, you know, where you started to where you're at right now?
I started off like any young rider, you know, a little young homie like you, you know what I'm saying? I was a little young homie listening to, you know, I was always a little street kid, you know. You know, I grew up listening to, you know, my idols, you know, Cube, you know, first it was Cube, that was my man, you know. I used to feel everything he said, you know what I'm saying, and the lyrics, it was just always real. So, you know, I listened to them, you know, the Ghetto Boys, and, you know, I was seeing this type of shit that they was rapping about, excuse my language, I was seeing this type of stuff, you know, and, you know, that they was talking about, you know, that, and it was really going on, so it was real, and, you know, and I experienced, you know, a lot of stuff that they was talking about, you know, so I felt it. So, you know, and one of my older brothers, he used to rap at an early age. As a matter of fact, he had the opportunity to go on tour with the Beach Boys. You know, that's how good he was at a young age, where he wrote me a couple of little raps, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, I won a couple contests with him. And, you know, and like I said, I was from him, you know, just him teaching me, you know, music, and I'm listening to, you know, all that style of music. I just really liked it, the gangster style more, you know what I'm saying, the thug lifestyle. So I, you know, and that's what I was like living, you know. So, as you know, like I said, that's how I survived out on the streets, listening to, you know, Cube and them, you know, the stuff they, at the same time, you might think all the music is all about, you know, gangster killing and all that type of stuff, but at the same time, they was teaching a message, you know what I'm saying? You know, on really,
content.
You know, how to
they
survive.
Had content.
Right,
they had
you know
content.
What I'm saying? And right, you know, and, you know, I listened to that music, and then, you know, like I said, it was always Cube, then my nigga Pac came, you know, and Pac, you know, I'm a Gemini like him, so, you know, I, like, felt everything he said, you know, and I had ran away from home at that time. I said, when he was really doing his thing and shit, I started listening to his music, and, you know, it was listening to his music. It was like, you know, listening to a big brother or something, you know. So,
right.
You know, that's a lot of listening to his music helped me survive in the streets, you know, and stuff like that, you know. I was always, just always like that and listening to them.
So how do you feel about the current state right now? You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about, like, you know, they call this era the mumble rap. How do you feel about mumble rap and where we at right now with the young and whatnot?
Well, I feel good where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been this far. You know, I've got a lot going on now, you know. Like I said, with Top Notch Exclusives. I do feel like I'm not one of the types to brag and all that, but I do know that, you know, in time I see it, is, you know, in my vision that, you know, I'm going to be a part of, you know, the change, this hip-hop era right now. It's to me, I feel, you know, no disrespect to the little young homies that's out doing a little rap thing they got going on right now, but like I said, I like listening to music that I can understand and feel like, really, I can't understand what half the rappers be talking about. So I can't say I'm a fan of yours. I can't even understand or relate to what you're saying. Like I said, but no, you know, this is paid. That's what get them paid and all that type of stuff. Hey, more power to you, you know.
Exactly.
But I feel like, you know, once all I need to do is get the exposure that I need, which is what we're doing right now, you know, and get out here and let people hear what High Life the Art is talking about, you know. And like I said, I feel like I'm going to have a big part in changing the game right now, you know. So that's what I'm working on, you know, to bring that original Thug Life G shit back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
for sure.
The fly away.
On that note,
that's one of the,
brother, you know what I'm saying? We counting down. We ain't got that much long. I want to leave the people with your single. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to release this right now with the time we got left. We got less than 5 minutes left. I'm going to drop this on
that's
real quick. This is hosted by DJ King Assassin. Fired up. Highlight. Y'all can buy it on iTunes. One love.
Salute.
DJ King
Salute.
Assassin.
What up, homie? What you waiting on? Push that shit up. Baby girl, what you doing? You say you're the coldest of the road. Put that extendo.
What you waiting on, homie? boy fired up. We blowing all kind of weed, call the fire truck.
Like a choo-choo, sativas, indicas, hybrids, whatever suits you. Scooby doing a big bowl of Fruit Loops, a raisin brand with the Sunshine Man, and two scoops I smoke till it's screw loose. Exotic strain, Rex train, AK-48, I'm hungry again, I just ate. Wake and bake, roll up, I can't wait. Me and a little white dude smoking white weed on lunch break. I taste cake like every day my birthday, like go, Jay, go, go. Why you rolling so slow? Two questions in one hoe, ask me if I wanna blow, yes. I need to relieve some stress, and I ain't talking about the weed. Shit, I only smoke the best. 2017, you smoke a red, do a favor to your chest. Blue Dream, or I recommend Pineapple Express. Raspberry cough, if I may suggest.
What you waiting on, homeboy? Fire up. Blowing all kind of weed, call the fire truck. Smokey, then the motherfucker off of it. Smokey, then the motherfucker off of it. What you waiting on, baby girl? Twist that Nintendo off the thing. You need to build a glue, I'm a G-Po. Smokey, then the motherfucker off of it.
I feel the party scene higher than the mother. So smoky with high beams, you still can see off in this motherfucker. Ain't nobody beefing, just chill, smoked out. Goods on every table, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. We got Widow over here, Purple over there. Somebody's on that cookie, I can smell it in the air. Shout out to Ananias, homie, keep the lobby smoke party. Keep the chums out, no more Bob Marley. Cause I'm all about my people, gives a fuck about a Harley. See, I was blowing trees since the days of Atari. I need some good sativa, I like to keep it live. Put the charm on it like a necklace, wake up in the thighs. Eyes bloodshot like I've been crying all night. Still going like that bunny, got me nodding like ice. Looking for the best, need the latest Northern Light magazine. Then the cheese got me jamming like Mike.
What you waiting on, homeboy? Fire up. Blowing all kind of weed, call the fire truck. Smokey, then the motherfucker off of their head. Smokey, then the motherfucker off of their head. What you waiting on, baby girl? Twist that Nintendo.
High life roller L up. It's already hard for me to stay woke, but what the hell, nigga, flame up. That good shit. Maybe you should change up. 25 a gram, you gon' have to get your change up. Maybe you just don't understand. I'm the coolest, smoking like a car with no cooling. Not great cash, but I'm bumping my music. Haters wanna copy, I show you how to do it. This is how to get your swagger up. We blowing on them baseball bats, and guess what? Big deal, the next batter up. We just couldn't have a fatter blunt. It's that light green shit, look like my nigga rolled cabbage up. So you should knock it off, and I get it popping off. Cop a party pack, and now everybody popping off. Cheap work, yeah, I'm a boss. But if that slow up, I get the weed and the molly draw.
What you waiting on, homeboy? Fire up. We blowing all kind of weed, call the fire truck. Smokey, then the motherfucker off of it, yeah. Smokey, then the
motherfucker off of it. Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all go get that. It's going to be available on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Highlight the artist hosted by DJ King Assassin. Fired up. Definitely digital. So, it looks like I got another caller in. I'm going to try to slip this caller in before the next interview. Okay. That's because it's echoing up in here in this podcast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello, caller. Are you there? Okay, well, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it moving. And we're going to get right back to the music, because coming up, we have the fabulous and the one and only beautiful Renee Moore. She will definitely be tuning in, calling from Atlanta, Georgia. So,
I know your man stressing you, misdirecting you, and I can tell by your eyes, boo, he's affecting you. But calm down, put your hand in my palm now. Sit back,
in case you're wondering,
you're rolling with Ron now.
About the music that you're hearing in the background, that is an old school
one, but okay, it was created during a time frame when a friend of mine was dealing with domestic violence and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? We already know that domestic violence, you know, is not the answer. So we did this in order to give some clarity to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, that it's not the answer. You know what I'm saying? Any man that has to beat on a woman, you know what I'm saying, there's something wrong with him. Speaking of women, we have the one and only beautiful model coach of Atlanta, Renee Moore, tuning in. So let's get her in because she just tapped in on the board. Let's see here. Miss Renee Moore.
Hi, how are you guys? How you doing? Hello.
I'm beautiful out here broadcasting live from Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
How are you doing? How are you doing out there? I know you fly around, Renee. Are you in Atlanta right now?
At this point in time, yes, I am in Atlanta. I'll soon to be back in California, and I'm looking so forward to some sunny weather out there, okay?
Yeah, indeed. So,
yes.
So this is a long time in the making. I have so many questions for you because there's so many models out there and stylists that have heard about you out here and in New Orleans and in New York and Miami. You've been putting it down all over the United States and out of the country. So I'm just going to fire off the questions. Question number one. What started you off in this industry, Renee?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for even taking the time, you know, to just reach out to me tonight. You know, interesting how it starts in this industry. We're not sure in referencing to sometimes, well, with me, I wasn't sure what my destiny was. And are you still there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm listening.
One of the things was I born and raised from New Orleans. You know, we love our Cajun food. We love our French bread. We love our sauces, and we love our food fried. So with that comes also the extra weight. So being from New Orleans, Louisiana, I wasn't sure that I was supposed to be a certain size until I wound up helping someone else to go into their transformation. And with me helping them go into their transformation, I transformed myself without even expecting it, right?
So I went from losing
almost 70 pounds.
Wow.
And I don't know about you guys, but that was almost like me carrying another person with me while I was traveling.
Wow.
When I went into that, I found a total different new perspective on life, and not only a new perspective on life, but I realized, hey, I have other skill sets. I have other talents. So that's when I crossed into the whole modeling industry, from the runway show to the, you know, beauty pageant, which I wind up placing. Thank you very much. Okay. In addition to that, taking it to another leap of faith, traveling all over the world, and not only all over the world, working alongside with companies out of Chicago, New York City. I mean, I've hit over 32 different states just traveling the world as a model. So what really started me was sometimes we're not sure when our calling is going to happen, but when it happens, we have to always stay in that mindset of being prepared to move forward. Because when God plants that seed in you, it's always there, right? But we have to know how to act upon it. And that's what took place with me. So my calling started when I was least expected, okay, when I was least expected.
Right.
But when it happened, I responded and I acted upon it. So as it stands right now, I'm grateful in my life to be an international model, to be an international coach, to be able to help others now thrive to their next level, especially when it comes down to helping models to become the best that they can be.
Indeed, indeed. So speaking of helping models becoming the best that they can be,
what kind of things have you been doing, you know, over the last few years? Or, you know, you can jump anywhere.
Yeah.
I know you've had a long career. So what kind of things have you been doing to educate the models, to help them with their careers?
Absolutely. What's so interesting is understanding there's so many different facets of modeling. And I say that especially residing in Atlanta. Atlanta is a market within itself when it comes down to modeling. However, you know, I've been able to say I can, you know, been graced to have the opportunity of working for leading designers such as Tadashi, international renowned designer, Emmanuel Angara, alongside with Donna Karen, as well as Diane Furstenberg. In addition to Diane Furstenberg, I had the pleasure of working with, you know, many other designers, Givenchy, alongside with Bob Mackie. The list goes on and on and on.
Wow.
So I say in my travels today, models, understand who your target niche market is, okay? In a lot of this arena, especially when it comes down to certain markets,
right,
sometimes
that's very important.
They do it more for entertainment as opposed to for the mainstream. I'm grateful to say I've worked for the mainstream. And with the mainstream, it's about business. It's totally about business. You know, in Atlanta,
right,
we do more things geared towards entertainment. So what I want models to understand who their target niche market is, understand who they are really representing, their clients, as well as what is it that they want to gain out of what they're doing. You know, that's really, really important. If you want to be mainstream model, the key of being a mainstream model when it comes down to runway, know your stats. In the runway industry, the minimum you have to be, what, 5'9 or taller, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can fly high. I'll say this. You could definitely fly high by being 5'8". But really, you need to be 5'9 and taller to hit those runways from New York City to Milan to Paris to certain other markets, okay? I think Kate Moss was every bit of maybe 5'7", 5'8", but she was one of those more of a print model versus a runway model. When I met Naomi Campbell, Naomi Campbell is every bit of 5'9". She's not even 5'11". I'm 5'11". She's 5'9". But you know what? She walks like she's 6'5". Okay? So not only know your market, but have your skills down to a T. And if you don't have your skills down to a T, get a model coach. How you doing?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Get someone to train
that.
You. Right. Absolutely.
Right. So when you say skills, what would be some of those skills? I know there's different, you know, different skill sets. You have the runway and you have the print. But could you, if you don't mind, could you give out a couple of quick skill tips or something?
Absolutely. Well, the most important thing is when it comes down to walking, I mean, not everybody's a runway model. So I want to say you have to understand, A, the industry requirements. What's your skill set? You know, it's important for you to know how to present yourself, how to carry yourself at all times, because when you're professional, it's not about you personally. It's about what you can deliver on behalf of the client to make that brand feel and look in consistency of what they're trying to deliver in their message for the marketing campaign. Okay? So with that, you have to be able to be adaptable, because there are a lot of models come time, especially when it's like in certain markets, you have to understand it's not even about them. Models are hangers. I'll say that. Models are hangers when it comes down to the real world. When you're selling garments, most of the models when you see from the mainstream, they look consistently alike, because in all actuality, it's not even about them. It's about how the garment sells on their frame. That's it. That's really it.
Right.
So you have to know as a model when to turn it off and when to turn it on. You have to know how to keep yourself marketable in the industry, and also how to keep yourself together. Models have to stay fit. They have they have to take care of themselves from internally, and they also have to take care of themselves outside. The models must stay fit in this industry. Those are some skill sets that you have to have. And discipline. Have to be disciplined.
Right.
You know?
Right. We
being able
caller.
To say
we
no.
We have a caller, Ms. Renee. Let me just chime in. This person may have a question to see. Hold on. Hello, caller. You're live on Patch Podcast, episode Model Coach of Atlanta. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed. We have the fabulous, the beautiful one, Renee Noor, on the line right now. She's discussing, she was breaking down the difference between models that model for entertainment and models that model for the mainstream. So I don't know if you want to chime in, say hello, had a question or anything, but she's on the line right now, Ms. Renee Noor.
Oh, wow, Renee. I am so honored to be able to speak to you. I've heard so much about you and all your greatness that you're doing in the industry for models and everything, and it's just an honor for me to be able to talk to you at this time. I don't really know that much about modeling, but I do know looks are important, presentation is important, and also being available on time. That's important as well as, you know, keeping up the image, because basically it's images has a lot to do with it.
Dana of Top Notch. Renee, Dana is she's a CEO, and I think she's based out of Michigan. And she deals with a lot of models up there, a lot of from the entertainment side. So I just wanted to get your take, Renee, when you break down the difference between entertainment and mainstream, how do you feel about the Instagram models like right now in today's game? Because it's like they're very heavy. They get a lot of attention. They're getting a lot of views, but they don't actually do runway. So how do you feel about the Instagram modeling world?
Well, first I want to say thanks to Dana for chiming in. Thanks so very much for reaching out. And, you know, she said some really key important points. Definitely our image is everything. Everything in this industry. That's why I say it's very important for us to maintain our weight. It's important for us to maintain a look. It's also important for us to think about not so much as ourselves personally, but as opposed to what the client requires for us to do. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. In my modeling industry days, you know, we couldn't gain 10 pounds. If we gained 10 pounds, we're going home, you know. So we had to keep that slim fit size, because it was not so much about us, it was about making sure those garments fit. So one of the things you indicated, you know, with these Instagram models, and right now the world has definitely evolved over the years in reference to what is required. Certain things always be consistent. When you think about Milan, when you think about Paris, when you also think about New York City, they're always going to have runway shows. And their runway shows are always going to be required and demand. When you think about IMG, when you think about the mainstream models, they definitely have to be that aspect. For us, the Instagram models, again, there's always rooms for, pushing that envelope to the next level. And I gather with these models that's on this Instagram, they've pushed that envelope to the next level, because these are more geared towards entertainment, more geared towards hip-hop, you know, very curvaceous. It's almost kind of like what the, you know, at that point in time, you know, what that I want to be attracted to. You know, these models that's on Instagram, they're a little bit more voluptuous, okay? They are definitely, curvaceous. You know, So it's right. a lot different than what you think about for a runway model. And most of those models that are on Instagram, half of them are not even taller than 5'2". You know, some of them.
Renee, you have our line lighting up. 818, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing? What's going on? Say hi.
Hi.
Go to work.
Hello.
Go to work. I'm fine. So what are we discussing here? Models?
Model culture.
Yes, we're discussing the model coaching, models in general, the fashion industry with the beautiful one, Renee Noel. She's online. She can answer any question. She's been doing it for a long time with large names in the industry. She's met Naomi McCamel. She's met Boyce. She's done events with Boyce II Men, Mercedes-Benz, the resume. She gave me my first event a long time ago in Atlanta with the Distinctive Men Awards.
Well, hi, Renee. I'm Chrissy. I'm with
Kim. Yes. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Fine. I think somebody had a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chrissy, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I'll just ask
my question when you can.
Is that Dana?
It's okay. Yes, how are you?
Hi, Dana.
Yes.
How are you?
I am blessed.
Go ahead. I'm just calling in to support.
Okay. My question to Renee is, do you feel the modeling industry has improved toward plus models at all?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the key models right now, especially when you think about Lane Bryant, is one of my dear friends, Ayanna Jenkins Toby. Her sister is one of the main models with when it comes over at Ashley Stewart. Alongside with Vera Wang, another one of the key models with Vera Wang is another plus size model. Actually, I trained. Her name right now is slipping me, so I apologize for that. But at any rate, she has worked with Vera Wang as their plus size model, and you know what I love about it? Even when I travel with Ebony Fashion Fair, we always had a lady. I call them not even plus size models. I call them ladies of assets. Okay, because their assets are needed so that they can represent the population that other women want to, you know, that's really kind of like how other women are. But what I love about plus size models, you still want to maintain your size and figure. You want to keep it in shape, even with, you know, when you think about the slender models. What's most important in this industry is keeping yourself well-toned, you know, and being comfortable in the skin that you are in, okay? And with models, understanding they can't be like everybody. When I say that, I mean, I love Tyra Banks, but everybody remember when Tyra Banks was on the market, she was probably like a size 10 back then. They looked at her as being a plus-size model. Everybody couldn't be the Tyra Banks, but you know what Tyra Banks had? She outshined everyone because she had confidence. She knew what she was bringing to the table. And a lot of models have to understand it's about how you carry yourself and the confidence level that you bring to the table. People can oversee some of the other things if you have the right energy and also if you have the right confidence. So always being able to stay engaged with yourself and not think about it as you're selfish. No. Because understanding the bigger picture, you still have a job to deliver. And don't take anything personal, models. Please don't take anything personal. In New York City, when you're there with mainstream, they'll let you know your nose is too big, your butt is too big, your breast is too big. When you're in mainstream and they tell you that, it is what it is. Don't take it personal because they're running a business, okay?
Right.
You have a lot of other a lot of other industry, shows that do events or do shows just more geared towards entertainment. That's why I say there's two sides of different types of shows. In Atlanta, I'll be honest with you, Atlanta is not really your mainstream industry. Sometimes you see models on the runway from 5'2 on up to 6'2. I'm not used to that. I'm just going to be honest with you. However, that's the market in Atlanta. But in New York City, you won't ever see that for mainstream. Now, you may see it for an entertainment show, but you won't see it for mainstream. Okay?
Right,
so I'm
right,
going
right.
to you, Renee.
Yeah.
If you guys don't mind. So what is your input? My thing is what is your input on versus, because then, like you said, you have the models, like you have the Tyra Banks and the Naomi Campbells and all of that. What do you think about, like, these Instagram models, like Instagram models / stripper models? You know what I'm saying, how, like, a lot of the strippers and the Instagram people are becoming models, but then you have the actual models who are models.
Right. So
yeah.
In all
everybody wants to know that question.
Right, exactly. When it comes down to the wave of, in what is it called, evolving to the next level, you have to engage it. It is what it is, you know. Number one, this is what is driving that particular market. I call it more a hip-hop market as opposed to you call it Instagram models. Instagram models, they are much more curvy from your mainstream models, okay? So in all actuality, I don't have anything against it if it works for them. My most important thing is with a lot of models, you still have to understand what the value is, okay? And their value is really, really important. My take on it is, unfortunately, I see too many women willing to take off their clothes without getting paid for it. And don't get me wrong when I say that. Sometimes you can get paid without even taking off your clothes at all. That's why I say ladies have to know their value, because at the end of the day, in the beginning of the day, when you know your value, money is not an object. Money is not what's really worth you taking off your clothes in some aspects, okay? As far as the Instagram models, I understand. If they have a huge following, people are going to associate them to be able to sell a product. And, again, it's about business, nothing personal. So that's why I say with this new wave and the new age, you just have to be able to be accessible for a new direction when it comes down to a business decision. Now, as long as those girls also are conducting business, making, you know, what they feel as if that their value, I have no idea. That's another thing. I've never really understood that aspect, but it is, you know, it's a part of business, right, you know? But I know when you do a runway show, especially mainstream, those girls in New York City, they can get paid anywhere between, I would say, maybe $1,000. Tyra Banks don't come out of her bed unless she's making $10,000, almost $100,000 at this point in time. You know what I mean? I don't know what those girls are making when it comes down to the Instagram girls. I have no idea how their business.
You know, I did a research on that, and that's going to be a whole other episode that we're going to do, because I actually researched that, and there are like maybe four top Instagram models that they say are making a lot of money. And one of the Kardashian sisters is one of them. But that's another episode. We don't have that much longer in this episode. So before we get off the line and before we close out the show, Renee, I had another question for you. I'm going to make sure the world knows about the hair product that you guys are working on out there. We're going to get it in the boutiques out here. But can you tell us the next event you have coming up? And can you also just let us know what's going on right now in the fabric of your company? I know about the Beauty Network and stuff like that. Can the listeners know a little bit about what's going on right now at this moment? So then we can have you back on the show, so they can ask more questions and we can get more callers. This is our first official show, so if we could just end the show with what's popping right now for the Model Coach of Atlanta, that would be beautiful.
Well, one thing for sure, I love making an impact when it comes down to empowering young girls as well as even models who are inspiring. So currently right now we're definitely doing more model engagement training classes, because that's a huge, huge missing point that is needed. So monthly we do our training classes in Buckhead. For those individuals who are interested, I'll make sure, you know, you have my information. Feel free to contact us. We have several different series of events that's coming up. One of the things that we focus on is beauty, hair, as well as entertainment. So those are like the three things that our brand focus on. And my Instagram, you know, I'll give you my Instagram as well as I give you my company's name. But one of the things we always strive to do is always empowering other women as well as models or even emerging models to be the very best that they can all across the board. And it starts by supporting, encouragement, but also training and providing the proper resources. And those are some of the steps that we do have an opportunity of doing. Some of the things that we have coming up, you mentioned, you asked me about that. Currently right now we're working on a project that's going to be ready for November 5th, which is a purple dress fashion show that's going to take place at the Morrow Center.
Dope.
We're lined up right now to do some things outside of the country, because for those who do know my brand as an international model, we are looking to branch off into the Bahamas. We just finished wrapping up Los Angeles, which we're planning on October 28th through the 29th. We'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina with our the exhibit for the Ebony Fashion Fair that's going to be taking place in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then from there, I'll be headed to San Francisco, November 5th. We're working alongside with some components in that aspect. Plus, I share this with you. Not only am I in fashion, because a lot of people don't understand also the bigger part of me, I'm more about empowering our youth for the embetterment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working towards a whole socioeconomic program with the Federal Reserve Bank as well. So not only do I fashion and beauty, but I do cross over and educate, because one thing for sure, we have to take care of us so therefore we can build this legacy and this future to the next level. So we do empowerment classes for youth as well, Apache. Okay? So
no
I think
doubt,
those
no
are
doubt.
Things that we have coming up. So for October, November, going into January, our calendar is filling up. I'll make sure everybody knows how to get in contact with us to keep up with additional current events that's taking place. Our page and my website, I always just go by my first and my last name, and I'll spell it out, R-E-N-E-E, Renee, K-N-O-R-R.com, and the Renoir Group, T-H-E-R-E-K-N-O-R-R.com. One of our other companies we work alongside with is also My Beauty Network. So those are like the three different avenues, and beauty is spelled with an I. Anytime you think about us, our beauty is always going to be spelled with an I, not a Y, to keep it different a little bit, you know? But we love what we do in the community. We love empowering the community. Actually, we just finished doing the Orchestra Noir at the Ritz-Carlton this weekend. We had the pleasure of dressing a mother and a daughter for
every time I see you.
Beautiful, beautiful, the beautiful one, Renee Noor. She gave it to y'all, and we're going to be tuning back in next Sunday. We do this every Sunday. So I thank you, Renee, for your time. Thank you for all that information. We got about 15 seconds. Patch Podcast, the Model Coach of Atlanta. Y'all heard it from her mouth. She is the official Model Coach of Atlanta. So when you want your model game right, get in contact with her, Patch Podcast, every Sunday, 7 to 8. One love, one nation, one God, one world.
So great, get stuck in one place with bruises on the face. Come on.
party. My voice was echoing in there.
I didn't have no music on.
I didn't have no music on.
Okay, so the music is
with
your voice. You know,
and
he got a nice
rhythm. There was no music. Okay. Yeah, but it was in my headphones. Not out loud. Everything was in my headphones. Not at all. Yeah, it was nothing out loud except for my voice. Yeah, now that was echoing. I heard that resonated. I was like, well, there. I was like, well, yeah. I said, I'm... Oh. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't come? We ain't doing that this year. Hey, that show was dope, though. It was dope. Renee. Yeah, I know. But Blog Talk got Speaker Beat. Yeah. Yeah, Blog Talk is the business. All right.